Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And what a great day it is to be a conservative, to be a Republican, to be someone who wants to move the nation in a more traditionally American direction in terms of free markets and free minds and free exchange of ideas. Yes, free exchange of ideas. I know. The Democrats are saying that Republicans won yesterday in Virginia and across the country in places you wouldn't even believe it. Do you know Republicans elected a city attorney in Seattle? Yeah, that's right. The last year's candidate for lieutenant governor, and she did well then, ran for city attorney in Seattle, where Democrats are in just total domination of everything, and actually a pro-business, pro-sanity Democrat won the mayor's race and won handily, partially on the homeless issue. We will get to all of that. But if you look across the country, there was a legislative race. There was an open seat in the Texas legislature, and that seat had been held by a Democrat. It's now going over to the Republicans. In Minnesota, that bill, the referendum to try to disestablish the police department, opposed by local police and local people in law enforcement, and even by much of the Democratic establishment, that referendum went down in flames. No, they are not getting rid of the police department in Minneapolis. And if you look across the country, a AOC following socialist Democrat with a very checkered past who had won the Democratic primary for mayor of Buffalo lost to a write-in candidate because she was the Democratic candidate. And who the writing candidate happened to be the current mayor who waxed her. I mean, it's unbelievable because you look everywhere and this is a message that the American people are trying to send to our leaders at every level, federal, state, local. And we're going to talk about that and what that message might be with Dr. Steve Perry coming right up. He is a leading black education reformer and somebody who has had remarkable success running charter schools that basically send all of their graduates to four-year colleges where they succeed there. He changes lives. How can this vote help to change lives because of the message sent around the country? And we'll also speak with John Fund. The last time we had an election, there were all kinds of claims of voter suppression against the Republicans by Stacey Abrams and other Democrats. There were also, of course, the claim of a stolen election from President Trump and some of his supporters. What about this election? Was it relatively clean? Is there any credible reason to think that there's fraud, especially with things so incredibly close with that New Jersey gubernatorial election? It hasn't even been called yet. And it was supposed to be, the average of polling had been that the Democratic incumbent governor, Phil Murphy, would win by 10 points. He'll be lucky if he wins at all. He just moved ahead in the raw vote count, but there's still a bunch of votes to come in. I believe that at the moment, most recently, you have Governor Murphy ahead of the Republican challenger who did better than anyone expected, though I told you that might happen on this show, and I told you repeatedly that the polling seemed to me that it was ripe for an upset. Well, the upset is that right now Phil Murphy in a big state, a state with about 8 million people in it, is winning by about 15,000 votes. We will see how that turns out and when that election is decided and whether there is anything out of order there. And then for Seattle and for the state of Washington, What's the message? What is the message for Republicans and conservatives who got a little bit of a taste of what it might feel like to have the public with you on certain issues? What are those issues? What is the future for the party? We'll speak to Rob McKenna, who came within 2 percentage points of getting elected governor of this state as a conservative and as a Republican. Former attorney general, 2 terms. He won 2 landslide victories to the attorney general's office. We'll talk with him about the future of the Republican Party in the state of Washington and across the country, and also discuss that future and basically what the shape of American politics is going to look like leading up to 2022 and then to 2024. Doug Schoen, a former Clinton advisor and pollster, who has become a regular contributor to Fox News and basically, I think, comes as close to up the middle as you could in looking at some of these political issues. And Doug Schoen coming up later in this show today. We'll also take a look at a New York Times column that is very worried about the fate of the homeless in the face of this Republican sweep. But what do they propose? They're talking about beginning to think about the homeless as a people, meaning that homeless people should get the same protections that people do who, based upon race or gender or sexual orientation or religious faith, because homelessness is really, homeless people really are a people. Well, then, if there are people, their own language, sure, their own culture, you bet. We'll talk about what that culture might actually look like on the Michael Medved Show. But first off, I want to basically try to clarify some of the confusion that has been thrown up, and thrown up is the right word, by some Democratic commentators. And for instance, you have Joy Reid on MSNBC, who tried to explain that this entire election result was because of racism. And here's what Joy Reid said. Go to clip 6 about what she considers to be the big takeaway from last night. Listen.
You have to be willing to vocalize that these Republicans are dangerous, that this isn't a party that's just another political party that disagrees with us on tax policy, that at this point, they're dangerous. They're dangerous to our national security, because stoking that kind of soft white nationalism eventually leads to the hardcore stuff. It leads to the January 6th stuff, because if people are tolerant of it in your party, they're tolerant of the soft racism, it's a really short trip to get to the January 6th insurrectionist.
Okay, is that what this election was about? See, this is one of the problems, it seems to me, and one of the areas where using language and more accurate language is very important. This was not an election about critical race theory. What Republicans object to in schools is not critical race theory. It's not talking about race. What Republicans object to is teaching our kids to hate America. And yes, sometimes people use the basis of racism, accusing America of inherent racism, of systemized racism, of endemic, incurable racism. But they accuse America of all kinds of other things, imperialism and sexism and exploitation and inequality. Running down America is not what parents are paying taxes for to brainwash our children, to despise their own country. And when she goes on, she again tries to just use this term, critical race theory, which nobody really understands or for which there is no real clear definition. But that is a real problem, just in terms of getting it straight. So what is the real issue with education and what can be done about it? We'll get to that coming up with Dr. Steve Perry, education reformer. That and more on the MedVet Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, we've had as a guest on the show many times before Regan Dunn, who is one of the outstanding Republican leaders in the state of Washington. He is the vice chairman of the Metropolitan King County Council, representing the nation's 13th largest county, which includes Seattle and 38 other cities. For District 9, Regan Dunn was on the ballot last night. He won 64% of the vote after initial returns were released against his Democratic opponent with 36%. So you're feeling encouraged with a message being sent last night from the voters of King County and throughout the state of Washington?
Yeah, and I think a broader message, Michael, from the state of Virginia all the way to the inner city communities of Seattle, what you saw was an overwhelming call out for sensible government, for the defund the police crowd to stop its antics, to burn it all down crowd to stop what they were doing. And so for the first time in many decades, downtown Seattle elected a city attorney who is a Republican.
And she's a terrific Republican, Ann Davison, isn't she?
That's correct, she is. She's a great leader, and I was there at her party last night, and she had me on one side of her in a picture, and moderate Democrat Senator Mark Mullen on the other, and she's going to govern to the center of the population, and she's going to focus on this crazy idea, Michael, of enforcing our laws.
Yeah, what a crazy idea, which her opponent literally did not want to do and would have refused to do if she had been elected. In terms of a state like this, which where the legislature is so overwhelmingly Democratic, and by the way, people in the state of Washington sent a message about taxes too, didn't they?
Yeah, they sure did. They rolled back this 7% corporate capital gains tax as well. At least that's leading. But what you saw was a sort of a seismic shift, a seismic realignment away from the progressive movement, away from these sort of crazy experimental programs that border on socialism or even in some cases like law enforcement anarchy, and a shift to a good government stance, what has worked for us in the past, for example, funding our law enforcement, funding our courts, funding our jails and basic services that people need, as opposed to these crazy experimental programs or worse, no government at all.
You know, one of the things that is going to make a difference immediately, I think, and not just waiting for the election of 2020, is the message was sent awfully clearly that the AOC crowd does not speak even for the Democratic Party. I mean, the fact that they had nominated a Democratic Socialist candidate for mayor in Buffalo, India Walton.
Right.
And she got beaten on a write-in vote, and she got beaten badly on a write-in vote in Buffalo. First time they ever inducted a mayor in Buffalo, New York, on that kind of basis. Shouldn't this encourage some of the more moderate, sane, acceptable Democrats?
Yeah, it should, and it should encourage all Republicans. If I am a Democrat member of Congress or the Senate that has embraced the defund the police left, those hardcore progressive policies, even a little bit, you are in deep trouble. I think you're going to start to see a significant number of retirements over the next 30 to 60 days. But if I'm a Democrat operating in that party, you have got to stop listening to that very small minority of people who has grabbed the microphone, like AOC and others, who are dragging the party well outside of the scope of where most people are willing to vote. And so this realignment should send a real serious message that you are way out of tune. And I'll tell you that homelessness polls the highest in the Seattle area, followed very closely by crime and public safety. And what doesn't poll, interestingly, and I've done these polls, racial equity and social this does not jump off the page. A lot of people were running on that. That's fine. It's a noble issue to run on, I think, generally, but it's not going to move voters. Defund the police is 85% against. And so, you know, you've got to, you know, the small politicians at least going to follow the trends a little bit as opposed to just kind of operating in this crazy servant idealism that is going to do what it did last night, which is lose elections.
In terms of your personal priorities as a leader on the King County Council, what's priority number one starting next year?
Well, King County, where Seattle is on pace now to have the highest murders all time in its history. We already have, as you know, the highest homeless population per capita of any city in the United States. When I walk from town on the streets, the evidence of failed policies is all around me, just everywhere you look. And so we have got to get back to what we've done in the past. That is keeping our basic institutions intact, funding our law enforcement, funding our courts, funding our jails, and doing some things with homelessness that isn't just about giving them a hug, giving them a free apartment, and access to all the drugs. You've got to start to implement some tough love measures. So that includes things like treatment for drug and alcohol and substance use disorders and the whole things like mental health treatment, which we have dramatically underfunded in Washington State. And you know, housing is part of it, but job training as well. So I'll be focusing on getting our community safe and then getting as many people out of our public spaces who are homeless and into the wraparound services they need, as opposed to just letting them sit there and do drugs in around our parks and around our families in downtown Seattle and King County.
Very quick question. The ACLU has come out with a lengthy report called Outside the Law, the Legal War Against Unhoused People. And they want to classify homeless people like a minority, a racial minority, religious minority, the unhoused, which would make discrimination against them illegal. Does that kind of reform you'll support?
I think the ACLU, what the ACLU should do, Michael, is they should go talk to that group of people, the 8 or 10% of people who, for whatever reason, through their own personal choice, have decided not to get vaccinated, and show how incredibly marginalized that group of people has become. The inability to even go to a restaurant or get basic food provisions or health care because you chose, for whatever reason, your own reason, not to get a vaccine. I have seen the kinds of discrimination against that group of people that I've seen against all kinds of displaced and marginalized groups in the history of our country. And I hope they focus on some of that stuff, because the ACLU's solution to homelessness will only make it worse.
Well, isn't that predictable? Reagan Dunn's common sense and eloquence, always predictable and always appreciated. Hey, by the way, congratulations on a smashing victory yesterday and last night. We will be right back with Dr. Steve Perry. What does he think of Terry McAuliffe having campaigned on that black students need black teachers? We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House COVID response team is cheering final approval of Pfizer vaccines for kids ages 5 to 11. during a briefing, COVID coordinator Jeff Zients calling it a landmark moment in the Biden administration's vaccination campaign. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying more than 28 million American kids are now eligible for the shots. Regarding hesitant parents, she tells ABC's Good Morning America,
go talk to your pediatrician, your trusted healthcare provider, your pharmacist, and get the information that you need as we start scaling up vaccine across this country.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says House Democrats will add a paid leave measure to the party's education, health care, and climate package, pushing to revive a provision that had fallen out of the $1.85 trillion legislation. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.
One of the things that I think is very important is right now with so many hot debates about education and educational policy, I think a lot of people, unfortunately, turn some of that against teachers. And that's why I think it's important to talk to teachers who understand the issues and actually are making a difference in the real world. Nobody more conspicuous in that regard than Dr. Steve Perry, who's an educator. He's a best-selling author. He's the founder and head of schools of the Capital Preparatory Schools. And Steve, it's great to have you with me. I was thinking of you yesterday because of one of the issues that the now defeated candidate for governor of Virginia was trying to make about American education. Do you mind if I play you a brief soundbite, get you a chance to respond to it?
That'd be great.
Okay, this is Terry McAuliffe, Democratic nominee, his closing argument about his top priority if he had become governor. Listen.
I promise you, we've got to diversify our teacher base here in Virginia. 50% of the students in Virginia schools, K-12, 50% are students of color. And yet 80% of teachers are white. We all know what we have to do in a school to make everybody feel comfortable in school. So let's diversify. So here's what I'm going to do. We'll be the first state in America. If you'll teach for 5 years here in Virginia in a high-demand area, that'd be geographic or coursework, we will pay room, board, and tuition at any college, any university, any HBCU here in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Okay, is that the essence of what's wrong with American education? There are too many white teachers?
I don't think that it's what's wrong with American education, but it is not right that there are so few black and Latin teachers. There's great research out there that speaks to the fact that African-American children improve their probability of success all the way through college by having just one African-American teacher in their life. Similarly, it is often found that white students, when given the opportunity to learn from African-American teachers in their schools, they tend to see that those are some of their favorite teachers in the school. Is that, does that make it what's wrong? Is that the whole deal? No, it's not the whole deal, but it's definitely something that is worth correcting. It's definitely something that's worth correcting.
Sure. I don't think anybody, and hasn't there been something of an improvement about of that in recent years?
Nah, not really. In fact, in the state of Connecticut, 4% of the teachers are black, total. In fact,
wow.
Of the 169 cities and towns, there are 70 where there are zero or one black teacher in grades K to 12. Zero or one. And the student population is almost 25% black and almost 35-40% of color. So, yeah, no.
So, what's the best way to address the problem?
If we're specifically talking about increasing the teacher diversity, right now what we have are a number of barriers that have been put in place since the late 60s. The civil service examinations like Praxis that have been put in place that are were meant initially to be barriers, to present opportunities to what were typically in places like New York, largely white and Jewish people to become teachers. So these systems are still in place. It doesn't make Jewish people bad. It doesn't make white people bad. It makes the system that limits access to the other people problematic, especially when you consider the following, that right now, pick your favorite politician or pick your favorite educator who isn't certified, quote-unquote, K to 12, they can't teach in elementary school. So, for instance, if you were an engineer, you, Michael, you couldn't teach in Washington's public schools English. Yet you're as thoughtful and read a person as there is in the country. Now, regardless of what people think of your opinion, you damn sure know enough about media to be able to be put in the classroom in a traditional public school setting. Now, you could teach in private schools. You could teach in parochial schools. You could teach at a university level. You could teach anywhere on earth in those settings, but you couldn't teach in the K-12 because of the certification process. So the certification process needs to be updated to make sure that it makes room not just for people of color, but for people who did not major in education when they were 18 years old.
Let me ask you also, if I can, because this was a big issue in the election in Virginia, and I think it's going to be a continuing issue, is the debate over what people call CRT, or critical race theory. I don't like using that term because nobody can give a coherent definition of what critical race theory is. What it seems to me people really object to is not this fuzzy idea of a certain theory that no one can define. What I think people are objecting to is America bashing. And you would agree that that would be inappropriate in a classroom, wouldn't you?
So I don't know that I would consider, first of all, the only time I talk about CRT is on social media or in an interview. I run urban schools in New York and Connecticut, and we never talk about this foolishness. This is really just a media conversation, quite frankly. I can't find people who teach elementary school math. So to teach a graduate level course to children, if you could find me those people, I'd love to have that debate. It's not America bashing to present a different perspective. In fact, I think one of the beauties of America, as we see, as we learn more and more about the rest of the world, is that we can have a more robust conversation, that you and I could become friends across the aisle, that you and I could go out and drink whatever it is you drink or eat whatever it is you eat, and we could have a spirited debate, and both of us live to talk about it. And to me, that's where we get the situation lost. I think that what we need to have are more meaningful, spirited, thoughtful conversations where no blood is shed. That's what makes our country so beautiful. As we look at yet another civil war on the continent of Africa, as we look at repressive regimes in Europe and in Asia, America still exists as a shining city on a hill, albeit a battered path to the top of the hill. It is one that we as a nation have to reconcile both the positive and the negative parts of our experience, that people have made bad decisions, decisions that they thought were good for their own well-being. It's the father of the man who's considered the father of gynecology operating over 40 times on a slave woman without anesthesia and her permission. And these are conversations that we really do have to have, because it does speak to, sure, he discovered some things, but damn, who wants to put the woman that they love or their mother up to be the lab rat for such horrible behavior? So we can have a more robust conversation, and that is not America bashing. That, quite frankly, is how we say we are American and strong. It's how we as a nation can fight together.
But what I would argue is America bashing is basically lack of context. I mean, part of the problem with all conversations about America's past is most people in this country don't know the past of other nations, don't know how extraordinary, even at its darkest, America really has been. And I would submit that one of the things that we need to improve in our educational system is some basic focus on America's role in the larger world. And by the way, another instance...
Let me just jump in before we,
sure.
Jump in before we go. So, realizing that we don't have a bunch of time. So, were there other nations that owned slaves? Yes. But people like David Walker, for instance, spoke of American slavery being the worst in human history. He was a slave. He had a sense of it. The point is this. We can't overlook a system that allowed for people to be enslaved for hundreds of years, millions of humans to be...
Thousands of years,
I'm just, Steve. I'm just talking about... Yeah. Absolutely. But I'm talking about on this continent. And so we can have that conversation, and we can see the systems that came from it and together work to make sure that no such thing is ever even discussed again and never ever celebrated again. And we can learn from that. And that, to me, is the beauty of an American experience. We don't need to it's just like a sense of idolatry that some of us have over our parents, but our parents have never smoked weed or drank when they were too young or had sex before they were supposed to. It is often more compelling to have a parent who can be honest with you, say, yeah, I did that.
But not at school. Let's hope. Steve Perry, always great to speak with you. Information about his work posted on our website, michaelmedved.com. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, I always appreciate Dr. Steve Perry, and I think he's a great thinker and a great doer, a great achiever in the field of American education and education reform. But I've got to say, the idea that there is no America bashing that goes on in our schools today, I think is blindness, it's denial. And I have no idea what goes on in his preparatory academies that he makes available to students who are primarily students with economic disadvantages, and they're students of color. And he gets wonderful results, and that's terrific. But part of the result would be, ask yourself this about a typical high school student today. And we've actually done this experiment by sending, well, actually it was my son when he was our intern one year, sending him around asking basic facts, and people on the street trying to figure out from them, do you know why we celebrate the 4th of July? That was a specific question. And what was remarkable is in the city of Seattle, which is, by the way, one of the two cities in the country with the highest percentage of college graduates, people had no idea. They were unable to say what was the basis for the 4th of July, why we were celebrating that particular holiday. And yet, people object to celebration of holidays like Columbus Day. They object to the celebrations of Thanksgiving. There's been an ongoing attempt to make Thanksgiving a day of mourning for Native Americans. And again, try this experiment with any teenager you know. Ask, can you name some terrible things that America has done? Guarantee you they will. They'll mention slavery, of course, and they're right. They will mention treatment of Native Americans. They will probably say genocide of Native Americans, though there was no genocide. And that's the subject of my book, The 10 Big Lies About America. And then ask the same student, okay, by the way, people might come up with dropping the atom bomb. They might come up with, who knows, oppressing workers, suppressing immigrants. Any number of things. They will know a bunch of answers to give that they will have been prepared to give by their classrooms about what's terrible and horrible and wretched about America. But then turn around and ask them, can you think, on the other hand, of some of the great things America did? Some of what America contributed to its own citizens and to the world. I think that would be tougher. People would laugh. They say, oh, yeah, but we contributed to Beyonce. I don't know. I mean, what would most Americans actually say about that? And that is a failing of our educational system. Back in the 19th century, Americans would easily come up with great contributions by this country and great personalities. And that is the real difficulty, and that is what people were so upset about in the Commonwealth of Virginia, that they elected Glenn Youngkin, and that's what people are going to be upset about across the country, and it's going to be a very major issue, not specifically teaching the teachings of Ta-Nehisi Coates or of Beverly D'Angelo, Robin D'Angelo, pardon me, and speaking about the dogma of critical race theory. It's deeper than that. It's a negativity about your own country, which is unhealthy for the country, and it's unhealthy for the student. Glenn Youngkin alluded to that. He began his victory speech last night this way. This is clip 8.
My fellow Virginians, we stand here this morning at this defining moment that, yes, started with two people on a walk, and a defining moment that is now millions of Virginians walking together. Walking together, sharing dreams and hopes, just like the ones that have always been planted on my own heart. Dreams and hopes for a Virginia that soars, a Virginia that never settles, a Virginia where the Virginia promise comes alive for everyone that calls this Virginia home. Together. We will change the trajectory of this Commonwealth.
And then this about the public school system, which is directly related to what I was just talking about. This is clip 7.
Introduce choice within our public school system. How about that? Choice within the public school system. We're going to start with 20 charter schools, and we are going to make a down payment and close the gap on giving parents an opportunity to select where their kids go to school. Friends, we're going to embrace our parents, not ignore them. We're going to press forward with a curriculum that includes listening to parents' input, a curriculum that allows our children to run as fast as they can, teaching them how to think, enabling their dreams to soar. Friends, we are going to reestablish excellence in our schools.
And one can wish him only good luck and encouragement with that. But part of that excellence, and for creating productive and successful and contributing students in adults, you should think about the importance of gratitude over guilt. That, by the way, is exactly what I'm going to be speaking about at the Reagan Library 6 days from now. I'm going to be there Tuesday, November 9th, and I invite you to join me. We're going to be broadcasting the show live. It's completely free. You just have to sign up. We've had a whole bunch of people who signed up already. But sign up, join us, broadcasting from noon to 3 p.m., and then taking a brief break so you can take a look, a little bit of a look at the library around us. It's a beautiful location. And then at 6 p.m., I'm going to be doing a lecture and a book signing and an exchange with all the people who gather there at that historic location at the Reagan Library in Simi Valley, California. Please join us. The basic question, well, what do you do about America's crisis of self-esteem? And you see it now with people, unfortunately, sometimes on both sides, always ready to proclaim the end of the republic, the decline of the republic, the collapse of the republic. And part of it does have to do with the idea that we should feel guilty, resentful, victimized by everything that has happened over the last 200 years. And that is not the case. In order to actually produce a more successful populace, a populace that is more productive, it is completely necessary not to have self-esteem as the psychologist defined it back when that was a thing in the 1990s, where you want every child to think, wow, I am a great kid. I'm just such a great kid. It's nice to think that, but it's not always justified. What is justified is to think, hey, I am such a fortunate kid, because I live in a country with opportunities. What would have happened if my grandparents or great-grandparents had made a different turn and ended up somewhere else? How is it that America got to be the leading nation on earth in terms of cultural influence, economic productivity, standard of living, yes, and yes, military power as well. All of that is worthy of discussion. It's worthy of discussion in school. You take part in the discussion and join us on November 9th, Tuesday. You'll find all the information at michaelmedved.com. And come join the conversation about a greater sense of optimism and gratitude for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.